Talking about transportation and safety improvement projects being looked at for Sonora on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in studio by Sonora Mayor Connie Williams, as well as Darren Grossi, who is the executive director of the Tuolumne County Transportation Council. Darren, next thing I want to ask you about is just, you know, for many years there's been talk about, you know, a Greenlee Road connector, a north-south connector for the downtown area. You know, is that still kind of something that's long-term being looked at, and does it tie in at all to kind of these safety improvements being looked at downtown?
It is certainly part of our regional transportation plan. We last updated the transportation plan in 2016, and in that we were unable to identify funding within a 20-year time frame to deliver the Greenlee Road extension component of the overall north-south connector project. Even though the City Council, the Transportation Council, and Board of Supervisors all identified that as a high-priority project in 2009, we just couldn't fit into our funding. With SB1 and the gas tax increase, we have a new opportunity to fund that project, perhaps within a 10-year time frame. Caltrans has already initiated a congested corridor plan that will look at ways to address congestion in downtown Sonora. So they're already on board wanting to move forward with some project for congestion relief. We have heard it absolutely from merchants and others that if we're ever going to truly achieve the vision that's in Vision Sonora, we need to have reduced traffic and congestion in downtown Sonora. The Greenlee Road extension is not a cure-all project by any means, but it's the best project we've been able to identify to adjust congestion in downtown Sonora.
And I'd like to add that one of the components that needed to be completed before anything could happen with the north-south connector was the Monoway Greenlee Road intersection. That intersection wasn't wide enough for bigger trucks to be able to make those turns. So that project is now completed and opens up the opportunity for the planning procedure to begin for the north-south connector.
Yeah, and not only that project provided some congestion relief at Greenlee Mono, but also Mono Way widening going back a couple years. Those projects combined were over $7 million of funding that came from developer impact fees. So all the development in the county has been contributing to that. Those fees have been collected by the city and county. And the Board of Supervisors deserves a tremendous amount of credit for the partnership, good partnership that they have been with the city in funding those two projects. It's certainly allowed a lot of economic development and growth at the hospital happen in our community, and they're to be commended for their efforts in supporting all of this.
And I think the general public ought to know that on the council of the Tuolumne County Transportation Council is made up of two city council members, two Board of Supervisors members, and a member at large. And this is where a lot of these decisions are made as to how the dollars will be split up between what's needed in both the city and the county.
And then Mayor Williams, the Vision Sonora Committee meetings, if people want to come and they want to give input, you know, those are open to the public as well?
Absolutely. The Vision Sonora Committee meets on the second Thursday of the month at 9 o'clock in the morning at City Hall. The Vision Sonora Design Committee meets on the second Tuesday of the month at 1:30 in the afternoon. All meetings are open to the general public, and we look forward to anybody that would like to participate.
And those who aren't familiar, that committee simply makes recommendations to the other government bodies like the City Council?
The Design Committee makes recommendations to the Vision Sonora Committee, and then the Vision Sonora Committee sends those recommendations on to the City Council.
Yeah, it's truly a bottoms-up approach to delivering projects.
Darren, also, we got just a few minutes left, but this Highway 49 corridor safety improvement plan that we talked about at length during the earlier segments, you know, as it was kind of mentioned, it was part of a bigger transportation plan. Can you talk just a little bit about that, what that all entails?
It entails, again, projects all the way from the high school up on the north end through town on down past the fairgrounds. We've not lost sight of the need for improvements at the fairgrounds. Again, credit to Caltrans that they've done some improvements at near the high school and the fairgrounds. We're hopeful that those improvements will yield the desired results in terms of safety at both locations. If not, Caltrans stands ready to deliver more robust projects if needed.
Mayor Williams, as we come to a close today, any closing comments?
Yes. I'd like to say to all the people that are walking across those crosswalks, take the time to make sure that the cars are stopping to be safe.
Yeah, it's going to be a number of years before all these projects are delivered. And in the meantime, people need to be safe out there.
And then again, for people who were wondering about the Highway 49 corridor safety improvement plan, is there a general sense as to when that will go before the City Council for a public hearing and a vote?
The congested corridor plan?
Right, correct.
That project's about 9 months out from being completed. It'll probably go through the Transportation Council with input from the City Council. We don't have any dates yet, but I would expect sometime in the fall.
Again, we thank our guests today. We've been joined in studio by Darren Grossi, who is the Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director, as well as Connie Williams, the Mayor of Sonora. Mayor Williams, any other big topics you see on the horizon over the next couple of weeks or months?
There's always big topics going on in the city, and probably the one that is that people are always interested in is how's the fiscal responsibility of the city coming along, and things are looking pretty good. We're trying to keep our expenses down, and hopefully revenues will be up.
It is that budget time coming up shortly again. Well, we thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our guests, Connie Williams and Darren Grossi. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll be back next week with more on Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.